Welcome to Holding Center, a podcast created to help you own and hold center stage, not only on show day, but also in your life. I'm your host, Ashley Markham, owner of Myo Strength, and joined with me is my co-host, Ashley Spoker, owner of B&B Fit. Let's hold center.
Yo, what's going on?
What is up? How are you? I want to hear about
your spoke. We just spoken for the last like 40 minutes while we did a consult. Are you sick of me yet? This no, dumb bitch.
I'm not. Like, texted all morning, got on a consult call. Now we're on the podcast. I'll probably text you all night. I'll wait for you to call me and sing me my lullaby to sleep because that's what we do.
Dude, you still haven't read me the Mouse Eats a Cookie book.
Oh my God. Okay. I need to. I will.
Yes.
Because it just applies to so much. It really does. It really fucking does. But I want to hear about your weekend because I know you went to the national show.
Oh, yeah. I was like, what the fuck did I do? Like, literally, that's how bad my brain fog is from being overtrained. I was like, what the fuck did I do this weekend? Bruh.
Yeah. Okay. But also, there's the New York Pro is this weekend too, which was insane, by the way.
I was watching Nick Strength and Powers recap over the big guys and like, I get it. I get why they did that. And then the bikini, I mean, Amy just
defended her champ. But I was really, really happy to see women's bodybuilding and see Ashley Jones take first place. I was really pumped for that. She's someone who has, if you guys aren't familiar with her, she has been bodybuilding for quite some time. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure she's changed divisions and worked her way up to bodybuilding. I think she started as figure.
I would believe it.
And then she went women's physique for a while, and then she's women's bodybuilding now. She took home first place. So not that she's ever going to listen to us, but congrats to her because I was really pumped to see that for her because she's been kind of in an off season for quite some time. I follow her journey on Instagram. So she's good for her.
Mm-hmm.
For her. And then obviously Nick Walker won men's bodybuilding, which was great. He hasn't competed since right before the Olympia last year.
Yeah, when he tore his hamstring, dude.
Oh, dude, that thing was like nasty.
That was gnarly. Really was
bad. Like, he was like out of commission, in a wheelchair, out of commission. So really cool to see him, you know, not give up, come back, win. There was quite a few competitors actually for men's bodybuilding. I think it was a bigger class. And then obviously bikini, Amy won again, defending her championship at the New York Pro. I don't even know, this is like what, her like fourth qualification for this year, or third already for the O?
I think fourth. I think she made a post about like four-time qualified.
Oh my God. Look, what do you think of that?
I love it. Go fucking beat her. If you want your O qualification, go fucking beat her.
Yeah. If you were someone that was obviously at the pro level doing that, would you continue to do multiple shows, or like once you got your qualification, would you kind of take it easy and then show up at the O?
So this is where we have to realize as amateurs, because we're not at the pro level yet.
Exactly,
like
yeah.
Pro shows is how they make their fucking money. Like, that's how you win money. And, or it's like, if you have sponsorship obligations, maybe you have to do guest appearances, you have to travel. I don't know if they have contractual obligations to compete. Let's say you're sponsored by a suit company. No one gives a fuck if you're doing check-in photos in your contest prep suit, unless you're on stage. So it's like, pro athletes, if they are sponsored, also make their money off sponsorships when they compete too, I would assume. Mm-hmm. Right. So it's like, I would probably, like, if you already did the fucking work and you don't feel like dog shit and you're not getting worse, I see no reason why you could not, if you were already like dick skin lean, why you could not milk your prep for like four or five shows.
Right.
Getting your O qualification or working up to your O qualification and then packing up, you know, saving that money, investing that money, and then like getting serious for the O. Like, that's personally what I would do, because again, you need to provide for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Also too, like at the pro level, like you're not getting feedback where you have to like take long off seasons. Like most of the feedback, I don't know, I don't coach any pros, but most of it I think can be done with like different peaking processes and things like that. And depending on that, it's like, oh, come in, you know, a little bit fuller, a little bit tighter via, you know, manipulation.
Even training styles too. Like, you know, it's like, I mean, I hate to say, but like, if you're like top of the top, you are no longer training as hard as Ash and I need to train, because you're not trying to like necessarily grow. You're more just trying to like fine tune your physique.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I agree. And like, that's why you see some of these pros doing you know, maybe like lower weight, higher volume,
jump squats in between reps.
I was like, gonna say, like, I wanted to say weird shit, but I didn't want to put it out there. But like, you know, some of these weird exercises are not conventional, I should say. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, as an amateur or a newbie, people are like, oh, I can do that and grow glutes like, you know, Ashlyn Little on the, you know, pro stage or Amy. And it's like, you can't, because first of all, you have pancake glutes and you need to get to build the foundation to have, you know, I want to say pro level glutes, but it's going to take a lot longer than it is to get there unless you're a genetic fucking freak. But enough about the pro show. I want to hear your experience at Junior USA's, because we were kind of texting about it during the time. I was actually, I didn't watch it. So I was obviously on vacation, if you listen to our last podcast, but I always look up. So I always go and look at the photos right after. Yeah. Once they're posted, I look at the scores, I look at the photos, and I always go to, I don't know if you do this, always go to your height class and see who won first place. And I'm just like, I wonder, you know. But actually, this is surprising to me. I don't know if it was surprising to you, and let me know what you think about it. But the bikini girls that got their pro cards for this and the overall winner were all really tall bitches. And that's, you usually don't see that.
Yeah, honestly, like I we showed up late, so I missed, unfortunately, like all the bigger girls, and I barely saw like the tail end of wellness. Like I saw my one friend Anna compete, and she was like class A, but like wellness, the class A was like really good. It was like there was like only four girls, but they they came to win, and I fucking loved that.
Oh, the girl who won class A won the overall.
Yeah, they could say class A was good, and then some of the other classes, I was like,
oh.
I was just disappointed. And like overall, I would say I was disappointed. I was disappointed with some of the athletes that were on stage in terms of the conditioning that they brought, the lack of balance, the lack of posing for the proper division. Like, I don't know if one girl was a crossover, but she definitely did a wellness front pose in her bikini routine. I don't, like I said, she might've been a crossover, but I just like, I always hear this where it's like, oh, it's the first national showing. So like everyone tends to look a little bit worse before they like tighten up for like, you know, North Americans and stuff like that. And maybe that's the truth, but like, I don't know. The class D for bikini, I think was like the best class. I don't know if it was like the most girls, but it was the most competitive. They worked those girls, I swear to God, for like 10 minutes. They had the call out. They pushed like three or four girls off to the side. They wanted to do comparisons. They made them walk to the back like multiple times, and they were struggling to find first, second, and third. And that was fucking awesome. I was getting heated. I was like, fuck yeah, this is bodybuilding. And then some of the other classes, I was like, what are we doing?
Dude, that's crazy, because none of the girls from class D won their pro card. Class D, yeah, had nine girls in it. The only other class that was bigger was class H, which had 11, but all these other classes were like five, six, three. Wow. But yeah, that's exciting when they do like, you know, do those comparisons, make them work, walk front and back. I'm going to pull up. Let's see who won first in class D here. Wow.
Can you share your screen? Because I want to see what you're seeing. I'm going to give you.
I don't know if I can share it, because you're the one that.
I give you. Oh, wait, I'm sharing my screen. Stop. You should be able to share your screen now.
Okay, let me try again. Oh yes. Oh, let's do that one. Can you see? Oop, let me close this out for a second. Okay. Can you see this?
Yes. Girl?
Okay. So this is the winner of class D.
Yeah, I remember her physique. She was really good. I liked her physique a lot.
Yes.
Like yes. Obviously, like some of the photos like don't do her justice. Because you also have to keep in mind there's a difference between like what you see on NPC News Online and what you see in person. And like, oh, I do remember her physique vividly, because the way she walked on stage was like great.
Yeah. So I was going to ask you that, because like, I always know, like I was actually going to text you about that. Was like, dude, like, because I looked at these pictures and I was like, some of these girls, I'm like, damn. But then I was like, you always look a little bit better in person. So I was just going to ask you, like, did it make that world of a difference? So let's see. The overall winner was class H.
I think I left class G because I was just kind of like over it at this point, because I was just like, not many people like
makeup wise I'm not a fan of, but this is her
front. Physique is really pretty. Yeah. That is a very pretty physique.
She is a very tall girl, which I personally don't see.
Yo, that's good for me.
Yeah,
her glutes are nice.
They are. Yeah, she's got really good tie-in. It's, you know, it's soft enough but still crisp enough where see the line, but it's not overly, you know, no striations or anything like that. Rear delts are really good, you know, lining right up with that outer glute. Yeah. I mean, it looks like she deserved to win.
Yeah. Obviously. Damn, I kind of wish I would have stayed for longer then, because I did not see her because I was just so fed up at that point.
So, yeah, between class H and then let's see, three people.
Oh, wait, hold on. Go, scroll down.
Yes.
Class, scroll down further. Class. Stop. G, number five. Mm-hmm. That's at that point, that's when I saw. I left.
I also like some of the photos that you sent me while you were standing there on stage. Like a lot of people's tans looked terrible.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Like just not lean enough, not enough density.
And also the suit like doesn't do it just like some of the, like some people had such ill fitting suits that I'm like, y'all, like, I'm sorry. If you're at a national show at this point, in my opinion, you need to be getting like a suit for you. Like, I would not be renting a suit for a national show.
Yeah.
Because if it doesn't fit your glutes or your hoo-ha, ooh.
Yeah. Her hair isn't even done either, to be honest with you. That's what we talk about. Like I have, you know, a few athletes. I've never taken anyone to, obviously, the national stage here, and when I took myself or when I went, I didn't do well either, and now I know, you know, the understanding of what you need to bring to the national stage. And Ash had an athlete that won her overall, won the whole entire show, but like I think at that point too, like me and you know, like there still is room to grow, right?
Oh, she would have been creamed, dude. I mean, even if I chiseled her out more, which I definitely would have, can you pull up the winner of class A,
Brianna? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she would have gotten creamed because, like, that's a dense physique.
I was going to say, like, yeah, like, Tessa was lean, like, for sure. Like, yeah. Definitely brought, you know, the level of leanness. But as far as, like, density and muscle maturity, I don't think.
Yeah,
I mean, this girl just, Tessa's young, you know. Her adductors are pretty big, actually.
Yeah.
But, yeah, wow. I like this.
I do, too. I like her physique.
I know. I'm curious. I wonder if they thought maybe her quads were a little too big.
Yeah, she does. She definitely needs some more glute in her front shot. Because I think her legs.
Posing thing. I think her foot is just too far to the point. If she would have pointed forward, she might have maybe been a little bit less.
Maybe.
But, you know, I agree.
Yeah, like, maybe if she did point her foot, she would actually look more balanced. But her legs are massive compared to her glutes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing about bikini. It's so I get like it's a smaller division in terms of muscularity, but like these fine details really do matter. Like they matter to the judges when it comes to overall presentation, balance, symmetry.
I'm just going to pull up the overall winner and compare this girl because I like this girl a lot, but I guarantee you it's the balance.
Yeah.
She poses opposite sides, so that's fine though.
Like I personally prefer the look of A.
Me too.
Well, that's not a great picture of her. Granted, the overall girl.
I was trying to find a good front shot of her. Let's see if there's any on the last page that are a little bit better. Nope, those all suck too. Okay. It's got to be hard to be a photographer.
I wouldn't wish it on anybody. I couldn't do it.
Honestly, like none of these capture a good...
Like, that's decent. At least she's, like, smiling with her eyes open. But, like, I do prefer Class A, personally. But I can also understand how the look of the legs is probably the definitive factor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree.
I'd also be interested in comparing back poses, too.
I got that. I can pull that up right now. All right, so we have the overall winner there, and let's go back to Class A.
Because they say shows are one from the back, so this might have been one of those where she just was more conditioned in the back and just looked more balanced, too.
Dude, that's so funny, because every time I send you, like, my weekly check-in photos, and you're just like, I love your transition pose. I was like, nobody... And
every time, you're like, they never won a show.
Nobody wins from a fucking transition. Okay, let's see. This one's a little bit closer. Let's get a better comparison one where they're both. Here we go. Okay. Besides the fact that her hands are up.
Versus... Okay. So I can see the glutes. The glutes need more emphasis because they just kind of blur in with the legs.
Yeah.
Damn. Because I love her insertions. I love how short they are because they can really make a dense glute. But I think her adductors and her hamstrings and even her quad sweep, just like she's not even pressing on her quads yet. And like you can see her quads from the back.
Let's see if I can find a better back shot of her. Probably not likely, but no, she's transitioning too quick. But yeah, no, I agree. I mean, when you compare back shots, it's.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. But this one's just so much more zoomed in, but still.
I mean, I love the look. I think that would do better if she had more glute density in terms of being a pro level, because they do want like more leg development at the pros. They don't just want an ass. But I think the overall winner just looks more bikini and more balanced because the glutes stand out a lot more.
Yeah, she's got a little pee on her leg too, right here.
Oh, that's tragic. Or maybe it's a thumb mark.
I guess if you're someone's grabbing her inside of her thigh.
I mean, you don't know.
I don't. I don't know why I'm talking. Nobody asked me. I have no idea. To be honest, I know fucking nothing. Shit. But yeah. Oh, also the last thing I want to pull up and then I'll stop sharing my screen so you can be focused is the wellness A girls, because when I pulled her up, like you were right.
Wellness A was awesome.
Are they at the top of this?
There it is.
Oh yeah, she's the one that won the overall.
Yeah.
I really.
Yeah, she has a pretty physique.
Yeah.
I wish her tan was a tad darker, because it's just even comparing the. Oh, but also the bikini girl's darker skin, so never mind. But I do wish she had a darker tan. I think that'd be really pretty too.
It's, her tan is very, very light. It's very similar to her face, and you should see the contrast between the two. But her glutes are insane. Let's look at this back shot here. I mean, she deserved.
Yeah.
To win for sure. And by no means is like she not lean. She's not, you know, fat bikini. Is that what we call it? I can't even remember.
I call it crumble cookie competitors because, like, dude, I'm so fucking tired. Why are cookie and brownie people sponsoring? There you go. There you go. You just pulled one up. Why are cookie and brownie companies that have a billion calories sponsoring shows? Like, that is not a good look for the sport. You know what I'm saying? Like, the glorified binging, like,
yeah, I know.
Y'all realize it's not a good look, right? Like, y'all, if you're like bent over a fucking box of donuts, you look like Gollum bent over eating a fish. Like, you know what I'm talking about? The Lord of the Rings, like, little like water, like, literally, it looks like Gollum. And it's not cute, it's not pretty, and it's not a good look. And then you end up feeling like trash, and then you set off, it's such a slippery slope. You end up setting off like such self-destructive behaviors if you can't reel that shit in.
I know. I literally, it sets you up for failure. It really does.
Yes.
I mean, first of all, like you go to the show, right? And it's just like, oh, I'm done. Like, not that I'm done, but like, you know, it's like, I don't have to be as rigid. Like, why not buy all these cookies and brownies and shit? I mean, it's good marketing for those companies. It's smart. It's shitty.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have a sexy competitor who's skinny and lean and defined, sorry, I shouldn't say skinny, that is lean and defined with muscle eating a donut. That is great marketing. That's like, you remember Hardee's? You know what Hardee's is, the fast food place? That was like Hardee's campaign of these bombshell like porn stars eating a burger on a car. Like, it is hot marketing. It makes sense from a marketing perspective. But the athlete, like, guys, we are so vulnerable post-show.
Oh.
Like, so vulnerable mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. You are tapped out.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's so easy.
It doesn't even matter if you have like peak week again on fucking Monday. Like, no, a lot of it is psychological, obviously, like you said, and then, you know, just hormones too. And it's like, why
or
not?
Lack thereof.
Yeah, it's like lack thereof. It's, you know, oh, one bite, it's fine. Or everyone does it. Everybody does it and it's fine.
Like, everyone's a dumbass. Don't be like that. But like, what pisses me off is I actually had a binge eating disorder. And I'm gonna tell you right now, I hate to compare eating disorders, but I know I've said this in the past. I would rather have anorexia all over again than binge eating disorder. Because when you binge, you feel like a shark that smells blood. You cannot stop. Someone can have a gun to your head and you would eat a cupcake out of the trash.
Oh yeah. I would make myself so physically ill. Like, oh my God. Like, I have like this vivid picture in my head of like me laying down like on the floor in my old house of like after consuming probably like 4 to 5,000 calories in 20 fucking minutes, guys. Yeah. Like tubs of ice cream, Oreos, chips,
box of cereal, KFC
bucket. Cereal, yeah, that was because you could get that down like so easy.
Oh, so easy. Like for me, I think my worst binge was probably well over 15,000 calories. Yeah. And like, I literally had to like, this is how bad it was. I threw away what I was binging and it was like, you know, maybe icing or something and like cake or whatever. I literally had to go underneath my kitchen sink, grab the Windex and spray poison on the food in the trash because I shit you not, when I was having a bad binge, if I would throw it away and signal that I needed to stop, I would go in the trash to eat it because that's how fucked up you are. And no one talks about this shit because it's embarrassing. You are ashamed. But the fact
it's even more embarrassing as a competitor too.
Especially as I wasn't even a competitor, but I knew this was wrong. Where I didn't even know bodybuilding was a thing, but I knew what I was feeling was not right. It was embarrassing. You feel awful. And now as a bodybuilder, it pisses me off. Like you can see how angry I'm getting because you were preying, like not like praying, but like you were going into someone who is so vulnerable to make money. And that's awful. That is awful.
It's shitty. It just reminds me of like everything that like Goob does, kind of like, you know, you're taking people's money when they're like at their weakest points, hitting their pain points, and like just being like, I guess, quote unquote, a victim of that. Because I remember like leaving my first show, having all this food, like, you know, all this shit that was for sale in the lobby and stuff like that. And like, you know, you just see everyone else buying it, obviously. And then you're like, you see how, you know, mentally taxing it is. So, you know, when Ash went through it, when I went through it, and mine was post show, and like I did not stop binging for 2 weeks, and I had another show lined up, and I was so ashamed, I was so upset to the point where like I quit social media. I never went back to that account still to this day. Like I'm sure if you searched it, you could find it. It's on there, but I never ever logged back into that account. I switched gyms because I was so embarrassed. I started going to Planet Fitness. I gained 40 fucking pounds. Mentally, I, you know, stopped talking to a lot of my friends. I even moved back home from Florida and I did not talk to my friends here. I did not want them to see me because I gained so much weight. I was so embarrassed because it was so, in my opinion, it was so noble to go through a contest prep and lose all that weight and stand on stage and be so disciplined. And then I had no discipline. I had no, you know, strength left in me. And I'm like, why can't I just turn down food? And it was like people, you know, obviously just people in general and post show, it was just like, you can have it. You can have it. You work so hard. You deserve it. I don't deserve it. And I hate that. I hate that. I hate that right now. And it's something that I try and instill in my clients. It's like, oh, I had such a good week. Like my boyfriend's going to take me out. I deserve this. No, you don't deserve yourself to reward yourself with food. I'm sorry.
You're a dog, dude.
Exactly. Like you don't get a treat. And I hate that. Like, honestly, like right now, like this is a lifestyle client. It's not a competitor, but you know, she is going out of town and she's worked really hard, like with therapy and, you know, with me to, you know, not go down a bad path of like drinking and, you know, birthday party coming up. And I shit you not, I was so mad at this check. I usually don't get mad and I shouldn't get mad, but I was so mad because I care so much about her. She's going to this birthday party out of town and she's like, I don't want to drink. It makes me feel shitty. I hate drinking, but I feel like I'm going to let my friend down if I don't drink at her birthday party. You're going to let who down? Your friend? You're going to let yourself down. Are you kidding me? If you drink. So you're trying to tell, and I literally was so mad. I have never done this, but I was like, do you realize how stupid you sound? That's literally what I said back. And I know that was mean. I know that was not nice, but I was like, I'm so upset that you've worked so hard to honor yourself. And now you're giving in to, you know, the social peer pressure of, oh, well, everyone has to drink or at the show, everyone has to buy a crumble cookie or have a donut afterwards. Like, no, like my second competition season around, I literally, my post-show treat was a carbonated water because I love carbonation and I don't have it during peak week, and a fucking yogurt because we always pulled dairy because this was when we didn't know I had an autoimmune disorder and it was making me have like that watery film, duh, inflammation. So I would always just slam a fucking yogurt and I would slam a water because that's what I wanted and that's what I felt honored. And like obviously I went out with my family and we would share a dessert and I would have like a bite and I would order something that, you know, felt good. But I would stop when I was full, and I would never buy anything at the show. I would never bring a backpack full of fucking treats
Oh my
because
God.
this is the shit you see on Instagram, though, too. Like, people are doing it. People are promoting it. Like, or I've seen this, and there's one team that I can think of in particular that's like, oh yeah, we ate out all fucking weekend and new low on Monday. Or staying, you know, 5 pounds or 2 pounds above stage weight. I binged all weekend. Like, it's not okay. It's not normal.
It's like, not, and like, there's no problem with having a nice meal with your family to like not even congratulate on your hard work, because your hard work should be like stepping on stage. That the prize is bringing your best. That's the prize, right? But at the same time, like, not everyone is going to be like, oh, I have my meal prepped. Like, that's what I'm going to do. I'll have my meal prepped. I'll eat my meal. And if my coach is like, hey, go enjoy a free meal, then I will enjoy a free meal with my family. But a free meal is not your end of life sentence when you're getting the death penalty, your last meal. Like, people are like wanting to just fuck all and eat like the cookies and the brownies that are the size of a toddler, or like 15 cheeseburgers. Like, you want to eat a burger and a fry and eat a shake, fine. Like, eat a normal people portion size. You
That's
don't
what I was
need
just
to
about
eat
to say.
Like the entire world. Like, you know what a goddamn cookie tastes like. Like, don't fucking tell me you forgot. Don't
Right.
do that.
Or, like, here's the thing too, though, that I think is really, really hard to understand when you're that deep into prep. And it's something that I struggled with too, is okay, when you're in prep and food is low, you lick that fucking plate. You eat every single goddamn crumb that is on that fucking plate. I don't care if you're trying to tell me you fucking don't, but you do. If there
You
is
do.
one grain of rice, you're licking it up. You're putting it on that fork and putting it in your mouth, even if it's one grain. You're like,
oh,
oh,
you
this
do
is
the finger swipe. You
oh
do the
yeah.
finger swipe. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. You're like, oh, there's melted coconut oil in there. Oh yeah. I'm putting my finger in there and licking it, right? Like, it's barbaric. It's kind of gross. But nonetheless, that's how you get in prep, because one, you're hungry. Two, your body's craving it. Three, I mean, if you're like me, I like to be 100%. So I'm eating every fucking macro, right? And then come post show, you kind of have that mindset of, I got to clear my plate. I got to eat everything on my plate. And it's very hard to kind of listen to your body and be intuitive at that point. One, because you're so starved. Two, lack thereof hormones. And three, like, you just want to eat everything. So it's hard to eat that normal person size. But I realized that when I was doing it, my second go around is, you know, I really couldn't eat that much because I, you know, wasn't eating enough. So my stomach, you know, quote unquote, wasn't that big. And then too, I was so motherfucking tired by the time you get to that restaurant at 11 o'clock at night. All I wanted was to sleep, and I wanted fucking water because I don't drink that much water on show day. And you're used to drinking a gallon or over a gallon. And then, you know, come peak week show day, like, you're not drinking that much, and you're, you know, peaking with salt and carbs, and your body is literally craving water. So at that point I was like, all I want is like a big fucking carbonated water, regular water. And then to go to bed and feel good the next day, because I know what it's like to feel so shitty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm sure you saw it this weekend. I'm sure you saw people, well, you didn't stay that late, but maybe people in between prejudging and finals were buying those cookies, or family members buy that shit and give it to them.
It's just, it makes me so sad that like bodybuilding is deeply associated with binge eating, not binge eating, because bodybuilding is closely tied with glorified binge eating. That's how to properly say it, because binge eating is very real. It is very real, especially post-show, which is why reversing is so fucking hard. And I do not want to belittle someone who is struggling with a binge type mentality post-show, because I get what it's like to be there, not in a contest prep setting per se, but I know what it's like to feel out of control with your eating. It is hell. I would not wish that on my worst enemy. But to glorify and to idolize eating massive portions when your dick skin lean because, oh, like, I'm gonna have such a crazy carb pump tomorrow. No, you're not. You'll likely
Bro, metabolism's on fire. That's
like,
another.
No, it's fucking not. You're probably gonna need your fucking stomach pumped because you're eating so much food and you just blew your reverse. And like Ash said, she gained 40 pounds. And how much of a time?
Oh, dude, it was like a month and a half, like
month
barely
and a half,
barely 6 weeks.
Fucking pounds. That is so much on your brain, your heart, your lungs. Like, and we know that's not 40 pounds of quality tissue. That's 40 pounds of fat.
You can tell yourself that.
Like, literally, it's 40 pounds of fat, water, inflammation, and maybe if you trained hard, like, maybe a little bit, because you're a natural athlete, maybe a little bit of like muscle glycogen and restoring a little bit of muscle mass. But honestly, I'm going to be nice and say 5 pounds of that was good. 35 was not. And I'm sure you'd be like, amen, hallelujah. So it's like, rather than setting ourselves up for failure, can we please prep out of respect to bring our best and give your future self a chance to reverse properly? So that way your off season, your next contest prep, you're not trying to undo a fuck up. You are propelling success, because that to me is the ultimate honor. Like, dude, that's why I love bodybuilding, is to continually be your best. Because right now I'm at my best, but guess what? I am also at my worst. This is the worst I will ever look. And it's also the best I've ever looked. And that's how bodybuilding should be. But literally, we see people all the fucking time that either look the same or look worse, even after a quote unquote off season, because their digestion is fucked. Their hormones are fucked. Their training is pathetic. Like, don't even get me started on like the if it fits your macros bullshit, because like Ash and I have done it. It doesn't work.
Dude, it doesn't. And okay, so couple things here. I'm just going to go with a couple things. One, love that when you said, I am literally like my best and my worst. Like, this is the best I've ever looked. This is the worst I've ever looked or going to look. Because one thing I always say in my check-ins is like, it's okay. It is okay. And as you should be, a work of art and a masterpiece at the same time. You are a beautiful masterpiece hanging on that wall, but also that artist, which is you, is going to come back and fix it. Like, you are a work of art always, but you are also such a beautiful masterpiece at the same time. And I think that holds so much value, because it not only, you know, instills motivation to continue to get better, but like also it shows like, hey, like, I've come a long way. This is the best that I am right now, but like, my best can get better. And I know I've said that on the podcast before, as that's one of my signature quotes, like, this is my best, but my best can always get better. You know, so I really truly 100%, you know, believe in that. And then, oh man, I forgot what my second point was. Lost it, because I got so into that one.
I think it's just going back to doing things right. And doing things right takes time. Like, the minute you cut corners or try to hack, you will fail. Maybe not instantly.
No.
But eventually the bill comes due.
It's fucking tenfold. That's what I was going to say. It's, you know, it makes it so much harder to lose that weight again, to build up that mental gratitude that you have. You know, it's so much harder to come back and try after you've cut those corners, after you've quote unquote fucked up your reverse. And I know, because I lived it, it is so much harder. It is so difficult, especially with me specifically. With, I'm not blaming bodybuilding for all of my quote unquote health complications. And because like, there are components that started long before this. But you know, if, you know, I wasn't doing things right, and this is how, and this is like the, what came of it. And now I'm working so hard to get back to just like a quote unquote normal spot. Like, you know, I had to go through a gut health phase. I had to heal my Hashimoto's, which doesn't always happen. I had to work on stress management. Even now, like, I, you know, texted Ash a couple of days ago, like, my stress again has been so high that I've broken out in a rash, you know, a histamine response. And it's like always something, because I didn't take the time to not cut corners, to not fuck myself. And every day I'm living with it, and I've learned to accept it. And I love it, obviously, because I've had to embrace it. And it just makes things that much more rewarding when I do overcome them. But it all started with me trying to, you know, cut corners, give into the social norms, or, you know, fall victim of these quote unquote, post show things that happen, like not taking a long enough off season, taking too long of a season, you know, not caring about my digestive health. You know, a lot of this was because I didn't know, but you know, that's why Ash and I are here, is to teach you guys, to show you guys that there are better ways to do it. Sure, bodybuilding is not healthy. It's never going to be healthy, but there is a healthy way to do these things. There is a way to care about you, in the midst of, you know, going for something that is extreme.
If we want to demand more from bodybuilding, we first need to demand more for ourselves, which means take off the proper amount of time in your off season to grow. Take the amount of time that you need in contest prep to bring the best level of conditioning that you can bring for yourself. Mm-hmm. You have to do it right in order to bring your best. You end up trying to cut corners or hack, you only end up cheating yourself, right?
And one thing I want to say about it is, like, you know, we talk about doing it right, and doing it quote unquote right is different for everybody. Remember that. So, because we say like, oh, this is right for you, or the, you know, what's right, like nailing your reverse, but What is
nailing? Well, nailing your reverse is right for everyone.
Right.
Right.
Right. But like that can look so different. Like, do we bring down cardio first? Do we, you know, keep cardio in? Like, you know, it looks different for, so like, quote unquote, right is what's right for you.
Relative.
And
that's,
yeah, relative for you based on, you know, you and your coach and what you guys decide. And so like, you know, it's not far out of left field. Like, oh, what's right for me is binging. Like, obviously fucking not. But like, there are going to be different things that are, quote unquote, right and relative for you and your journey in order for you to succeed and to, you know, have those goals and to feel good and confident and, you know, continue to get better for yourself.
Mm-hmm. And I know this podcast was pretty heavy, especially in the beginning, like kind of going off on tirades and tangents. But guys, the reason why we are so hard and sometimes negative and kind of lay the hammer down is not because we're cunts, right? Like I know that's like a very, very aggressive word. Like we care. We genuinely care because we get so irritated and agitated because the mistakes we see other athletes making are the ones we made ourselves. And I don't know about you, but I would so desperately want someone to like grasp me by my neck and shake me and being like, you're doing it wrong. Help yourself out, because I would have saved so much time, energy, my health would have been better. Like, I wish. So it's like, I get angry because I see myself in current competitors and I want better for them because I wanted better for myself. I knew I deserved better. I deserved better. And I didn't give it to myself because I wanted to be cheap. And I was the one that got hurt.
And like, I know, like, listening to this probably makes us be like, oh, like, why would, you know, I want to work with someone who's like that mean or that hard. And it's like, I literally want to just like bring you in with like open arms. And I want to like aggressively hug you because I'm so upset.
Oh, for sure.
Like, I want to give you that big bear hug and squeeze you so fucking tight because it's like, I want to save you and I want to help you and I want to do by right because I know. And I think I'm so upset because I can see little me inside of these competitors, like younger me. And it's like, I just want someone to like love me so hard and aggressively that like, yeah, it may be tough love, but like, that's what I needed. And that's what I want to give is like, yeah, like I want to, you know, tell you like, there is so much better. Like the grass really is fucking greener.
Mm-hmm. No, agreed. And it's just one of those things where it's like, I could have, should have, would have, you know, but at the end of the day, like it doesn't matter because if we did not go through all of those mistakes, we would not be in the place that we are. And so, yeah, while it is tough love, it's still love because God knows back then it wasn't out of love. It was out of self-hatred, self-loathing, like quick fixes, all of that bullshit. And at the end of the day, like I was asked on a Q&A, like, what do I want? Like, my bodybuilding career to look like. And it's like, listen, I would love to earn my pro card. And I say that very intentionally. I want to earn it, right? I don't want to give it to me. I want it to be well-deserved. I want it to be because I was the best. Even if that never happens, I simply want to be a good ambassador for the sport. I want to do right by the sport because although some people blame bodybuilding and point fingers and, you know, curse at the sky, bodybuilding has given me so much. It's given me my best friends. It is giving me like a career. It has given me a different appreciation for myself because this is hard work. Like it really is. It is difficult to show up each and every day to check off your boxes and to do things right. But it has given me so much, which is why I just simply want to be a good ambassador for the sport. Yeah. I want to give back. I want to give free education. I want to do podcasts. I want to do free education on Instagram. Like I want to give to a sport that has given to me. Because that truly matters.
No, I agree. And like, that's all I want to do is like me and you are on the same page. Like we just want to make this community better and have more positivity in it. Cause I think that's what it needs. If it's going to keep growing at the rate that it is, that's exactly what it needs.
Agreed. Until next time, guys. Peace.
Adios.